This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops have withdrawn from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, wrapping up a key phase in its ground offensive against the Hamas militant group designated as terrorist by the U.S. Defense officials said that troops were merely regrouping as the army prepares to move into what they say is Hamas's last stronghold, Rafah. Israel for weeks has vowed a ground offensive in Rafah, but the southernmost city shelters some 1.4 million people, more than half of Gaza's population. The prospect of an offensive has raised global alarm, including from Israel's top ally, the U.S., which has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Monday the U.S. position on the Rafah ground offensive has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
The United Nations Security Council said Monday that it would decide this month on the Palestinians' bid for full UN membership, with the long-shot campaign unlikely to survive U.S. opposition. As the Gaza war rages on into its seventh month, the council's move was described as historic by Palestinians, but angrily denounced by Israel. Any request to become a UN member state must first pass a vote by the Security Council, where Israel's ally, the United States, wields a veto, and then be endorsed by the General Assembly.